From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, the Rock House Foundation continues its service to the Jamaican people. Stay tuned to find out how they are sharing the love. The Rock House Foundation, the charitable nonprofit arm of the Rock House Hotel in Negril, has been partnering with the people of Jamaica for over 10 years, investing heavily in the education sector. This year, the Rock House team will be building an early childhood educational institution catering to children with disabilities. The institution is to be built on the campus of the Sir Clifford Campbell Primary School in Savannah Lamar and opened in time for the start of the 2016-2017 academic year. Rock House Foundation President Peter Rose says the school will prepare students with special needs for transition and integration into the standard classroom setting, enabling interaction with other students. The initiative will not only assimilate children with disabilities into a general education setting, but also serve the entire community by properly training and educating teachers and parents to detect and work with children with both developmental and physical delays. Mr. Rose says the school was conceptualized 5 years ago, following discussions with a member of the Rock House Hotel staff.
Almost 5 years ago now, a staff member at the Rock House Hotel came to me one day and said her son had just been assessed as having severe autism. It had taken her several years just to find someone who could do the assessment. Having found that person and having her concerns having been confirmed, then she was faced with the proposition of what to do now to serve her child. And her options were non-existent out here in the western part of the island.
During that time, the foundation was working on building the Moreland Hill Primary and Pre-K School. But Mr. Rose says he never forgot the plight of that mother.
It did stay with me. And as soon as we were able to begin to think about planning for the next project, that was the very first thing on my mind, is how we could do something that would meaningfully tackle the real challenges for parents and the children with special needs.
The project is being facilitated under a memorandum of understanding between the Ministry of Education and the Rock House Foundation. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is commending the foundation for its commitment to improving Western Jamaica.
This academy will become part of a suite of special needs facilities established. So the Ministry of Education commends the Rock House Foundation and all of its partners for its continued commitment to the development of early childhood and special education in Jamaica.
The early childhood school will be an inclusion model institution. This means that children with special needs will be strategically placed in classrooms with other students who possess no identifiable disabilities.
But think of the message that sends to all of those children as they enter their educational career at the very beginning. It says to them that even though a child may look different or sound different, or even if a child has some physical challenge that doesn't allow them to engage in all activities, they are human beings just like the rest of us. And we need to embrace them and welcome them and have them part of the human community.
The Rock House Foundation has contributed more than $300 million to early childhood development in Western Jamaica over the past 10 years, a legacy they intend to continue. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Government pensioners, as the Accountant General's Department seeks to modernize its processes to serve you better, be advised that as of January 31, 2016, only the barcoded life certificates will be accepted. The department will continue to mail out the barcode life certificates. However, they are available on our website at treasury.gov.jm. You may request one by email or you may collect a life certificate from the office. For more information on the new barcoded life certificate, contact the AGD at 1-888-899-1305 or 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department. Touching the life of every Jamaican.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.